This is News Talk.
Really striking picture on the front of the Irish Times of Don McMenamin and his wife Lorraine bringing their daughter Laura to make her first Holy Communion in St Mary's Church in Stranorla in Donegal yesterday. I think that was one of the areas where they had to bring forward the communions from this weekend to yesterday because obviously people could sort of read the tea leaves and see what was going to happen in Donegal, and they all have their masks on. It's actually quite a sad picture when you think about what a communion day is usually like for an Irish child. But it's a really striking picture on the front of the Irish Times, and well done to photographer Joe Dunn there. The main story, of course, as you can imagine, Donegal leading the way here in terms of front pages. Donegal joins Dublin at level 3 after rise in cases causes alarm. The Irish Times reporting this morning the government moved swiftly yesterday to elevate Donegal to level 3 after a dramatic and rapid deterioration of the situation with the virus in the county, and particular worries about Lifford and the Stranorla area, where there's an incidence rate of 336 cases per 100,000 people. And that's now Donegal in general is now higher than Dublin's rate of about 145. Very shortly, we'll speak to a GP in Lifford, and he's going to give us some startling figures of the situation on the ground and the amount of patients he's dealing with who've been diagnosed with COVID-19. Irish Independent tells us that a surge in virus cases has been linked to communion and confirmation parties. This is according to a health expert who's Director of Public Medicine for HSE Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin, and he said cases had been linked to these events as well as people travelling back and forth over the border. And he mentions things like christenings, communions, confirmations and even funerals, wakes going on in homes leading to an outbreak of COVID-19. And he says they've had one or two more people at these events than would be necessary, and that makes managing, keeping up with social distancing and face coverings more difficult. And this is all, of course, as Donegal prepares to move to level 3. Irish Examiner front page tells us that counties Cork, Louth, Waterford, Wicklow, Kildare and Galway are all now on alert following a spike in COVID-19 cases that has seen Donegal move to level 3. And the front page goes with what the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was appealing to the Irish people to do yesterday, to limit their social contacts as much as possible. Now, in fairness, like, for some people, if they limit their social contacts anymore, they'll see nobody, because for a lot of people, they're only seeing one person. But there are others who are unfortunately mixing in households, and it is always a risk. And Micheál Martin said, it's only if we as a people act together and hold firm in a spirit of solidarity that we can slow the destructive spread of COVID-19. And when you hear language like hold firm, it sort of brings us all back to March, April, and a time none of us want to repeat. The Irish Sun front page has a story about a pub owner who served a party at his bar while waiting for his COVID test result. Gordon Murray may have unwittingly infected punters, according to the front of the Sun, at his pub in Elphin in County Roscommon, before being informed he had contracted the virus. And he says, I will put my hands up and say I didn't know I had to self-isolate. And it's all about that in the Sun. One local said anger was palpable around the town. But again, maybe that feeds into information and a lack of information and a lack of understanding among some people of what you need to do if you have a suspected case of COVID-19. The Irish Daily Mirror, totally different front page story. This is about Patrick Quirk, who they describe as love triangle killer Patrick Quirk, and his farm business has fallen into the red. Newly filed accounts show the 51-year-old's company profits slumped to a €1,700 loss last year. Always a lot of interest when you talk about the Mr. Moonlight trial in any way, shape or form. Inside the Irish Times, if you're in Dublin and you're a commuter via bus, you'll be interested in this. Bus Connects looks like it's finally a done deal. A new bus network for Dublin, which will result in the first complete overhaul of the capital's bus services with changes to all existing routes, will come in from next year. And you may remember, I'm sure some of you probably were involved in the consultation process and sending out emails. They had three rounds of public consultation. They had 72,000 submissions. I mean, you can't say that they didn't consult widely with the public on this. They now have a final version of the Bus Connects plan, which has been published by the National Transport Authority, and they're promising to overhaul the bus system in Dublin. There'll be 230 kilometres of dedicated bus lanes, along with 200 kilometres of cycle tracks, and they'll redesign the bus network. It's all done through a series of 8 spines. Read all about it in the Irish Times this morning. What's interesting is the reaction is all quite positive so far. Even the unions, the National Bus and Rail Union, quoted in the Irish Times as welcoming the changes. And they say, despite many criticisms from the union levelled at the NTA, the union says it should be acknowledged that the final plan was crafted after it listened to the concerns of the Dublin bus community. Now, Donegal is in the headlines for another reason this morning, because people in that county, along with people in Mayo, are the most law-abiding in Ireland last year, and they're the least likely to be sent to prison. Figures from the Irish Prison Service show 7,000 people were sent to jail last year. Residents in some areas of the country were up to six times more likely to end up in prison than others. This is all in the Irish Independent this morning. The highest rate of imprisonment occurred among people living in Limerick. Next highest was Longford, followed by Dublin. And then at the other end of the scale, there was a remarkably low rate of imprisonment in Mayo, where just 37 people were sent to jail for every 100,000 there. And then we go to Donegal, where the rate was 51 per 100,000. Every county covered in that report, so have a read if you want to find out about your own particular county. We'll stay with legal matters and an extraordinary story in the Daily Express this morning. And this woman, she's probably not the first black person, and she certainly won't be the last black person to suffer from this sort of prejudice. Court chiefs in the UK have launched an inquiry into racism after a black woman barrister was mistaken for a defendant three times in one day in court. Alexandra Wilson told how another lawyer, a court clerk and a security guard all assumed she was an offender because she was black. She went to Oxford, by the way. She's an Oxford graduate. And she said a security guard was the first to stereotype her, asking for her name so we could find it on the defendants list. She said, well, hold on, I'm actually a barrister here. Then she was challenged again after meeting her client and going into the courtroom to talk with the prosecutor. She said at the door, a member of the public told me not to go into the courtroom. I said, why? And she said, because it's a court, only lawyers can go in. And then as she went in the door of the courtroom, another solicitor said to her, you must wait outside, and said the usher would come outside and sign me in and the court would call me when it was my case. And she said, well, I'm actually a barrister, I'm not a defendant. Just a snapshot into what is going on out there. And last week in the UK, a Ministry for Justice report found black and minority ethnic people were less likely to be successful in judicial appointments. Final story for you, also actually from the Express, and it's a story that could be repeated here. Let's hope it's not repeated here. Morrisons, that big supermarket chain in the UK, has reinstated rationing on items like toilet roll and disinfectant after people began stockpiling because they're worried about a second lockdown. So now there is a limit of three items on a small range of products. Good idea, bad idea? Can you understand why people are doing that? Give me a text, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. That's a look at your morning papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.